That is Galantis and Five Sauce Lighter at 11 past 7 at Tamworth's number 1, 92.9. JB here for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunninganoo Road. Let's get up to right around the region this weekend. Something for everyone. The 2024 Independent Miniature Horse Grand National Show is on at the ALEC today, tomorrow and Sunday. Entry for spectators is free. The Tamworth Regional Heritage Festival gets underway from today. That runs through until next Sunday. Lots going on for that one. We'll cover off on all of those events in the Tamworth Heritage Festival in about half an hour's time when we catch up with councillor from Tamworth Regional Council, Helen Tickle. This is going to be interesting. Tonight at 5:45 p.m. at the Tamworth Community Centre, the possession of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, Art or Obsession, is on. It's a lecture that provides an insight into the story of the abdication of England's King Edward VII and the purpose of the legendary jewel and art collection of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor. You'll learn why a man who didn't want the British throne spent the rest of his life trying to replicate it, and you'll hear stories behind the Duchess's obsession with fashion and displays of jewels, and understand how the Windsors use their collection and possessions to undermine the occupants of Buckingham Palace. So if you love your modern history of your royalty, your British monarchy stuff, if maybe you're a fan of The Crown, you'll definitely enjoy this one tonight from 5:45 at the Tamworth Community Centre. The Pride and Friends Dinner is on at the Nemingar Tavern tonight. That's their April meeting. Lots going on there. Tomorrow, the Manila Markets are on at Pioneer Park. The Tamworth Dressage Championships are on as well at the ALEC. There's a homemade morning tea at the Mount Misery Goldmine Museum and Cafe in Nundle. The Power Station Museum tomorrow afternoon, as part of the Tamworth Heritage Festival, will be running their John Fowler steam engines tomorrow between 3 and 7 o'clock. So you can get along and check those out. They are free. There is a cost to view the museum. The Manila Collectibles Museum is open between 10 and 2 across the weekend. The Tamworth Historical Society has a behind-the-scenes tour tomorrow at the Kalala Cottage from 10 a.m. And the Roy Orbison Story is on at the Capitol Theatre from 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night. It's a brilliant portrayal of the man, his music, his voice, and his life. So you can enjoy that at the Capitol Theatre. Tickets still available, entertainmentvenues.com.au. Sunday, lots going on. The Peel Street Markets from 8 a.m. with over 90 stall holders there. The Manila Heritage Museum and Machinery Shed will be open on Sunday between 10 and 2. And the Miniature Railway Running Day is on again at Victoria Park this Sunday between 10 and 3. There's a sausage sizzle there, but please remember you must wear covered footwear. No bare feet, thongs, sandals, or Crocs allowed. More details about all of those events you can check out on our events guide now at fm929.com.au. And have a fabulous weekend. And your weekend will be even better by getting rid of all the stress from this week. And you can do exactly that with our Frustrated Little Things. We'll have a look at that right after this from Linkin Park at 92.9. It starts with one thing, I don't know why. Linkin Park at Tamworth's number 1, 92.9, 17 past 7, JB here on this Friday for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre. As we always do on a Friday, you'll feel better for the weekend by getting your frustrated little things off your chest. If you've got something, let me know. Love to hear from you. 676-229-9, make it on air, go on the draw for our K's Friday meat tray. We'll draw that a little later on, or on the socials as well. 929 Tamworth. Jen, hers is simple, it's cold. Yep, fair enough. Cool. Joanna, when a device dies and it's 53 weeks old and the warranty was 1 year. See, I'd like to think, anyway, that I'm not a conspiracy theorist in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I honestly believe that, you know, Harvey Lee Oswald was the shooter, and that we did indeed land on the moon, and 9/11 was 9/11. So I think that separates me as a conspiracy theorist. I think I passed the test, don't I? But that kind of stuff, you know what, I believe that that's planned. See, that's where I do get my tin foil on then, Joanna. When the warranty's 1 year old and the device a week after just goes boop. And I hear about it all the time. We've had radio gear here at the station that's done exactly that too. You know, transmission parts and stuff like that. That, you know, has a 5 year warranty on it. And then 5 years and 2 weeks after that after we bought it, bang, it goes pop, lets all the smoke out and it's gone. Kirby, people asking for a phone number of a business like they don't have Google on their phones. Yeah, I know the thoughts. That my frustrating little thing from during the week, you just reminded me, is shops that advertise that they're open according to their trading hours that they have listed on Google or on their website or whatever, Facebook, whatever it might be, and then you get there and they're shut. I have this happen during the week. I found a business online that I needed to visit. I saw on their Facebook page, on Google, on their website. So three sources all told me that this business was open till 5:30. I get to the business at like 3:50 in the afternoon, and they're shut. They've got the close sign up, and I went, "Hang on, what's you meant to be open till 5:30?" Their trading hours listed on their door was 4:00, and I mean they've nicked off 10 minutes early anyway. I mean, I won't tell the boss. I'll just tell you on my radio show that you nicked off 10 minutes early, but that's not what's listed on your website. That did annoy me, I have to admit. Have you got a frustrating little thing? 676-22929. Let me know. Get it off your chest. Make it on air. Go on the draw for our case Friday meat tray. Otherwise, 929 Tamworth on the socials. Bradley, just quickly, TV stations who can't get their sound levels right. Some shows are at a normal level, but then the next one comes on and it's loud, and I'm rushing for the remote before I wake anyone up. Yeah, I noticed that. Or it's TV, like the adverts, you know? You got one ad that's like, buy Pringles today. And then the next ad will be like, buy them Pringles! It's crazy. We've got equipment here at the radio station that equalizes all the volume of things. So no matter what volume I have things at the radio station, you know, all the songs or most of the items anyway will all come out the speakers sounding the same level. I've been tempted to buy one of these myself and install it at home on my TV to try and stop that problem that Bradley's got from happening. So, you know, that is always an option. If you've got a spare $5,000 up your sleeve, you can always buy one of those. 721, your frustrating little things, let me know.
Attention all passengers travelling on Link Airways.
This is the last time we are playing Who Can You Do to Go to the Zoo. And we got a chock full switchboard full of people ready to play it. Tony, how are you?
Good, mate.
That's the way. What animal can you do for us, Tony?
Howling at the moon like a wolf.
Oh, howling at the moon like a wolf. Okay, Tony, take it away. Not bad. I'm getting Wolfman Jack vibes a little bit in here from that. The Wolfman. Hey, that's good. Hold on there, Tony. I'll come back to you shortly.
Hey, mate.
Thank you very much. That wasn't too bad. Of course, our favourite one of the week will win that pass to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo. Could it be you, Ty? How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Very well. What can you do?
Oh, potty calf.
Oh, a calf. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all ears. This is our first potty calf I think we've had. Go for it.
Arr.
And again?
Arr. Arr.
Yeah, not bad. Hold on there, Ty.
Not bad. Yeah, mate.
Hold on there. Come back to you shortly. Sound like someone down at the pub saying brah, to be honest with you. But anyway, good morning. Who do I have there? John, you there?
Yep.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Who can you do to go to the zoo?
Well, I was going to go for a dingo, but since we've had a wolf already, I might try a kookaburra.
Oh, the kookaburra. The kookaburra's been... Oh, no, it hasn't been popular this week. We've only had the one. I thought there was more than that. Anyway, give us your kookaburra. Amelia, look, don't want to be too blunt, John, but Amelia's shaking her head. I don't know whether she's shaking her head because the muffin that she's eating at the moment's bad or the kookaburra was. I don't know, but hold on there, John. I'll get your deets, okay?
Yes.
Give us the, while I've got you, give us the dingo as well, just out of curiosity. Yeah, not bad. Thanks, John. Cheers for that.
No worries.
Thank you. Who can you do to go to the zoo? We had Tony as the wolf, Ty as the potty calf, and John as the kookaburra. We will announce the winner very, very, very soon. I think this is going to be very hard to judge because they're all very, very, very good. Only one person will be off to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo, the only place in Australia we can see three species of rhino in one place. The winner coming up real soon here at 92.9. This kind of has African vibes to it a bit too. Oh, I like that. This is good. This is 92.9, by the way. JB here. Time to give away a pass to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you apparently did a very, very good lion yesterday.
She did.
A very good lion with Ames. Ames has written down, so we've been marking these out of 10, and Ames has given you a very rare 9 out of 10, Christy. So what we've decided to do is everyone else who did lions, we've got on the phone, bar Cole, who didn't answer his phone. So, Cole, you miss out. So everyone else who's got ticket that has done lions, we're going to do a lion off, okay?
Okay, yep.
For this pass to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo. So, Christy, give us your best lion.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, I'm scared.
I'm a little bit scared too.
Wow.
Jeez.
It's like one's right behind me, and luckily the thin Perspex glass that's not soundproof is blocking you from attacking me, Christy. That's crazy.
That is cold-blooded.
I reckon your 9 out of 10, Ames, was underselling it, I reckon.
Well, look, I did a 9 out of 10 because I got off the phone and I was like, what if she's got an actual line recording? Yeah, you know what, genuinely, I believe that. I believe that, yeah. Yeah.
Hold on there, Chrissy. We'll see what Karen's line's like, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to you. Karen, good morning.
Hey, JB, how are you?
Very well. We're doing a line off. Karen, did you hear Chrissy's line before?
Yes, I did.
What do you think? It's pretty good?
Intimidating.
It's very intimidating, isn't it? Hey?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Karen, give us your lion. This could win you a trip to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo. Give us yours.
I like that little like second wave at the end there. I was like, is she going to finish? Oh, she's going again. Whoa. That reminded me of Simba from the movie.
Hold on there, Karen. And Karen, thank you. Hold on.
Cheers,
there.
Baby.
Thank you. All right, there are two lions because we couldn't get Cole. So sorry, Cole.
Sorry, not sorry.
What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, you need to be available at all times.
Mm-hmm. Meals, who are you going for, Christy or Karen?
Look, both two very strong contenders, I must say, but I do think line number one has it from me.
Christy.
Is that Christy? Yep. Yeah.
Christy.
Yeah. I'm going for
Ames.
Well, she called me, so that's instant extra points. Okay. Wow. Wow. Rigged. It's rigged.
Hey, Christy.
Yeah?
Can you feel the love tonight?
I'm sorry, Christy. It's just a whim away.
Hey. Well done. Congratulations. Woo! The pass to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo is all yours. Well done. Have you been there before?
I have, yes.
Oh, well, you're going to love it. Have you gone recently?
No, not since my little fella was a little baby, and he's 5 now.
Lovely. Well, hey, you're going to enjoy this. It's the only place where you can see three species of rhino all in one place. And the platypuses as well, Christy.
Oh,
they're incredible. Platypi. The platypi.
He's learnt nothing. He's learnt nothing this week.
They've got like 80 platypuses there, so it is. It's plural. So you can platypi. See them all. So... Hey, what? Well done, Christy. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I'm not jumping around crazy here.
Nice. Thank you so much. Hold on there. We'll get all your details, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Thank you. 8:51.
One's MJ.
Tom Petty. Learning to fly at 92.9.
Could you imagine if someone just jumped in their car right then? Morning.
If that was you, please give us a call. 676-2299. Just before I go, I'm going to quiz you two on the news of the week. Some of the stuff that we've covered off on the show this week. Multiple choice. You got three options.
Does it involve bird noises?
It involves platypuses.
Platypi? Oh, no.
Platypi.
Thank you.
Platypi. You know what? Now that I'm going to say that right now. I'm never going to have to utter the word again after this week.
Yeah, true. True.
So there's three options. Try not to pick the same answer for both of you because that's boring. Oh, okay. All right. How many states feature the platypi as their emblem? One state, two state, three states.
One.
You're going to go one?
I was going to go one, but she took it, yeah. So I guess I'll have to go two.
You can
two.
Go one if you, I mean, you could potentially both be
you
losers.
You just said no.
Anyway.
All right, I'll go two.
All right. No, it's one.
Yes.
Yeah, hey!
New South Wales. It's the official mammal of New South Wales.
Yeah, well, look.
Okay, flex. Let's go.
Queensland's, they've got an official mammal as well, which is the koala. And Victoria's is a possum.
Boring. Oh, I mean, I didn't bother a possum. That's lame.
I didn't bother looking at the other one.
Possums
the other
can't
states.
Kill people.
Do that yourself.
Well, as a platypi can.
We had a Canadian.
Oh, that was close.
Taylor Swift's new album comes out today, 2:00. So if you know any Swifties, don't call them at 2:01. They're not going to answer their phones. Which album of Taylor Swift's has sold more copies?
Oh my God.
1989, Fearless or Reputation? And we're talking the original versions too, none of the Taylor version stuff.
That's 1989.
Included in it. 1989, you're going with?
Well, it's my favourite.
Same. Oh my gosh.
We should get married.
Stop it. So what were the three ones?
1989, Fearless or Reputation?
It's probably Fearless because it's been out longer.
What do you reckon?
I'm kind of thinking, fine. We'll go Fearless.
Fearless? No, 1989.
Yes, sick. Because that was my first instinct. I knew it.
15, that's why I had to get it quick.
Yeah.
15 million copies worldwide.
It is the best one, so it makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
And finally, of course, Heritage Week getting underway this week, so I couldn't go without a bit of a boring history question for you. Which town in New South Wales is older, Tamworth, Dubbo, or Bathurst?
Bathurst.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, snooze or lose.
Oh.
They've got lots of old houses. So that's the only reason I picked Bathurst.
Yeah, I'll just find...
That's Tamworth, New South Wales too, not Tamworth, UK.
Oh, wow. Like, thank you.
Just to clear it up.
Thank you. I figured when you said which town in New South Wales, considering that was in the question, that's what I assumed.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, platypus. All right. Fine, I'll just go Tamworth then, just so I can be different.
It's probably Dubbo.
No, it's Bathurst. Well done. The very first inland city in Australia.
Well, now I hate this game.
So, you didn't like that?
Just because you lost.
Yes, exactly. Ames that is exactly why.
Well done. Ames, the winner, is back this afternoon from 1:00. Mills is up next with the 9 at 9. Hopefully you can come through with the goods on that one. You have a fantastic weekend. I'll catch you Monday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Now at Harvey Norman, 10% off selected AEG appliances.
It's time for JB to share a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
The Tamworth Regional Heritage Festival gets underway from today, runs through until next Sunday. So much on. And to tell us all about it, Councillor from Tamworth Regional Council, Helen Tickle, joins me for a chat. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Jerry. Good morning and good morning, listeners.
Great to catch up with you. I know that this is one festival that you love. I know that you really love to advocate so much to do with history and heritage behind the Tamworth region. And we do sort of have such a sort of a very rich heritage around this area, including all our regional villages and towns as well, Helen.
Well, we certainly do, and the aim of the festival is to showcase some of that. And it's different to the usual just going through the museums and walking through. We've got guided tours and walks and behind the scenes happening as well. So, you know, there's a lot more packed into these particular events, and many of them, some are daily and some are repeated throughout the festival, the 9 days of the festival, so that people have the opportunity to go, you know, to things across the region, because we have things, the Moonbi Museum open, for an example, and, you know, Nundle Woolen Mills open on a daily basis at 11 o'clock each day. There are tours, the Mount Misery Mine out there, and of course very rich history there of mining in the past. And out to Manila, there are two museums opened out there, and the council one behind the information centre, and also a private collection on display in Manila down in Arthur Street. So, and in Tamworth, of course, we've got lots on offer. And one fun one, actually, and an interesting one, is the library talk on the Saturday, the 27th of April, which is a history of buttons. Now, who would have ever thought where a button came from? Well, we go right back to the Dark Ages, where they ground them from stone, and we're going to be walked through the history of buttons.
There you go. Okay. Now, look forward to that. Another really popular event each year during the Tamworth Heritage Week is, of course, the Heritage Walk, which the Tamworth Historical Society put on. Tell us a bit about this year's one, Helen.
This year's one, it's another area of Tamworth, which is Marriott Street. And we will be going from White Street through to Darling Street and departing at 10 a.m, assembling down actually on the corner of White and Peel. But full details are on the brochure, which can, you know, listeners can pick up a hard copy at any of our council facilities, and also there's a very detailed one online. Yes, that'll be very interesting. There's so much history along Marriott Street, as there is all over Tamworth, and indeed in all our country towns and villages. It's just a great opportunity for people to hear more detail about our rich past and our heritage, which has, you know, shaped us, our future, shaped who we are now and into the future.
Yeah, exactly. I did the historical walk a couple of years ago that did along Peel Street there, and it was really interesting to hear about some of the old businesses and things that have popped up over the years along Peel Street. So I'm sure Mary Street's going to be in a very similar vein, I imagine. So that should be a really fascinating walk next Sunday, that's for sure. Of course, the John Fowler steam engines are being fired up over the festival as well at the Tamworth Power Station Museum. Of course, that's a very pivotal part of our Tamworth heritage as well. And the Heritage Awards are on a little later on this morning, Helen.
Yes, they are. They're on at 10 o'clock, so that will actually be a launch of the festival as well as the awards, recognising the contribution that people have made to restore and preserve our history, whether it be in a building or in another way. But yes, we're very thrilled to be acknowledging the work of our community members have done. And that starts today at 10, and it will be the launch of the festival. It's always some very exciting time to see who receives the awards, and also just also an opportunity to share what others have done. And there have been some amazing projects undertaken, and we can see right through our communities and out to Manila as well. Like, a lot of people are, you know, undertaking restoration works on their homes. It's just wonderful to preserve that history.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Helen, thank you so much for the chat this morning. Enjoy the Tamworth Heritage Festival between now and next Sunday. And thanks for having a chat with us this morning all about it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thanks, listeners.
Not-for-profit organisations, have you got a fundraising drive coming?